Have you ever wondered why some people seem to effortlessly create the life they desire while others struggle for years without results? Why is it that no matter how hard some work, happiness, success, and fulfillment seem just out of reach? The answer isn't luck, circumstance, or even hard work. The answer lies in a hidden power that every human possesses, but few ever truly awaken. That power is your imagination. Not the idle daydreams we were told to ignore as children. Not fantasies detached from reality. I'm talking about the creative force of the universe itself alive within your mind, shaping your world through every thought, every feeling, every assumption you hold. This is not philosophy. This is not wishful thinking. This is the secret behind all great lives, all great achievements, all great transformations. In this audiobook, inspired by Neville Goddard's timeless wisdom, we are going to uncover how your imagination, when awakened, disciplined, and used correctly, holds the key to unlocking health, wealth, love, peace, and limitless possibilities. You will discover that your outer world is nothing more than a mirror, reflecting the state of your inner world. Change within, and everything without, must follow. Prepare to challenge everything you thought you knew about life, success, and reality. Prepare to reclaim your forgotten power. Prepare to become the creator you were born to be. Welcome to the journey of awakened imagination, where dreams are no longer distant hopes, but realities waiting for you to claim them. Now let us begin. Chapter 1. The Creative Power of Imagination. Close your eyes for a moment and think of something simple. Imagine holding a ripe, juicy orange in your hand. Picture the texture of its skin, the weight of it in your palm, and the way the light bounces off its bright, dimpled surface. Now imagine peeling it, slowly, as the fragrance of fresh citrus fills the air. Picture biting into it, the sweet, tangy juice bursting in your mouth. Did you notice something? That orange wasn't real, but for a brief moment, your mind made it so vivid that your senses reacted. Your mouth might have watered. You may have even smelled it. That simple exercise reveals a truth so powerful, most people overlook it their entire lives. Your imagination shapes your reality. Neville Goddard believed this truth was not just a cute idea for meditation, but the very foundation of how reality itself operates. In this chapter, we are going to awaken to the understanding that imagination is not fiction. It is the creative force of life. Throughout history, great minds have hinted at this power. Einstein said, "Imagination is more important than knowledge," but Neville went further. He declared that imagination is God in action. It's the creator within us, the unseen power molding the visible world. You do not merely imagine things for entertainment. You imagine things into existence. Your entire outer world is a mirror, reflecting back the dominant images, assumptions, and beliefs you carry inside. Think about the people who seem to succeed effortlessly. The artists, the inventors, the entrepreneurs who bring something new into the world, a song, a device, a company. Where did it start? Not in the marketplace, not in the studio, not in the factory. It started in their imagination. They saw what wasn't there yet and believed it into form. Neville teaches that this is not reserved for geniuses. It is available to everyone because imagination belongs to all of us equally. Your imagination is always working. It never rests. Even when you aren't consciously visualizing, your habitual thoughts, your inner conversations, your silent assumptions. These are all forms of imagination at work. Most people imagine unconsciously and then wonder why their life feels out of control. They replay fears, rehearse arguments, dwell on problems. And because imagination shapes reality, life mirrors those inner pictures back in circumstances, people, and events. What if instead of letting your imagination run wild in negative loops, you learned to direct it with purpose? This is where Neville's philosophy becomes life-changing. You hold the steering wheel to your future in your mind's eye. If you can imagine something clearly, vividly, and with the emotional conviction that it is already true, you set unseen forces in motion. Reality begins reshaping itself to match the state you have accepted within. But there's a catch. You can't fool imagination. You can't visualize wealth while feeling poor. You can't affirm love while believing you're unlovable. The images must come with the feeling of truth. Neville called this living in the end. You must imagine from the state of the wish fulfilled as if it's already done, not from the desire for it to happen someday. Think of a movie actor preparing for a role. They don't just memorize lines. They step fully into the character's mindset. They think, speak, and feel as that person would. In the same way, you must mentally rehearse your desired reality until it feels natural. When you do this consistently, the world shifts. Opportunities arise. People show up. Circumstances rearrange themselves. What once seemed impossible becomes inevitable. Science is beginning to catch up with this truth. Studies in neuroscience reveal that the brain doesn't fully distinguish between imagined experiences and real ones. Rehearsing success in your mind activates the same neural pathways as physically living it. Athletes, performers, and high achievers use visualization for this reason, because it works. But Neville's message goes deeper. He teaches that imagination is not merely influencing personal mindset. It is shaping objective reality itself. The outer world is plastic to the inner vision. What you assume and feel to be true inwardly must externalize. This is not magic. It is law, the law of consciousness. Here's the practical application. Begin to observe your inner world carefully. Notice what images dominate your thoughts, what scenes you replay, what outcomes you assume without question. If they are not aligned with the life you desire, change them. Consciously create new images. See yourself healthy, successful, loved, abundant. Feel it as real now. Not tomorrow, not someday. Now. This practice is not about straining or forcing outcomes. It is about acceptance. Acceptance that imagination is the creative cause, and that you are free to imagine anything you choose. The world reflects back not what you want, but what you are inwardly convinced of. So begin today. Close your eyes. Picture the life you desire. Walk through it in your imagination with all your senses alive. Feel the joy, the peace, the fulfillment. Know that this inner scene is not fantasy. It is seed planting in the fertile soil of consciousness. The harvest will come in time, in ways often mysterious, but always faithful to your inner vision. Remember, your imagination is the workshop where reality is crafted. To awaken it is to awaken your true creative power. In the next chapter, we will dive deeper into a hidden force, even more powerful than imagination alone, your inner conversations. Chapter 2: How Inner Conversations Shape Outer Reality. Pause for a moment and ask yourself, what kind of conversations are you having in your mind right now? Not with others, with yourself. Are you imagining arguments, doubting your abilities, complaining silently about things you dislike? Or are you seeing yourself succeeding, loved, appreciated, and respected? These inner conversations are not harmless. They are the blueprints of your future. Neville Goddard teaches that inner speech shapes your external world. Every thought, every mental dialogue, every emotional whisper within you is a form of creation at work. Your imagination sets the picture, but your inner conversation gives it energy, direction, and consistency. Your words, whether spoken aloud or silently within, are creative tools shaping the substance of your reality. Consider this. Your outer world is nothing more than an echo of the conversations you have been having within yourself for months, even years. If you constantly rehearse failure, misfortune, rejection, or scarcity. You will find life giving you circumstances to match, not because the universe is punishing you, but because you are broadcasting instructions through your inner dialogue. The law of consciousness operates with perfect precision. It takes what you assume, what you declare inwardly as truth, and it reflects it back into your outer experience. Think of inner conversations as seeds. Some are seeds of fear, others of love. Some are seeds of doubt, others of confidence. Whatever you plant repeatedly through your inner words will eventually grow into visible form. You cannot speak defeat inwardly and expect victory outwardly. You cannot dwell on poverty inwardly and expect wealth externally. Your inner words are the soil from which your life springs. But here's the empowering truth. You can change your inner conversations at any time. You are not a victim of random thoughts. You are their author, and you have the authority to rewrite the script. The moment you recognize a harmful pattern like self-criticism, fear, or resentment, you can interrupt it. Replace it with words that reflect the reality you desire to experience. For example, imagine you've been telling yourself, "I'm always overlooked. No one notices my work." That thought, repeated silently, becomes a belief. That belief influences your energy, your actions, and ultimately, how others treat you. But what if you shifted that inner dialogue to, "I am valued. My work is recognized. Opportunities flow to me effortlessly." Even if it feels unnatural at first, repetition will make it familiar. Familiarity will make it believable. And belief will reshape your outer reality to match. Neville emphasized the importance of living in the assumption of the wish fulfilled. Your inner conversations should align with the life you want, not the life you fear. Speak within yourself as if your desires are already facts. Imagine conversations where people congratulate you on your success. Hear compliments in your mind. Picture yourself responding with gratitude and confidence. These mental rehearsals condition your subconscious to accept new possibilities as natural. Here's a simple but powerful practice. Throughout the day, catch yourself in moments of silent dialogue. Ask, "Are these words building the life I want or the one I fear?" If the answer is the latter, stop. Change the words. Speak within as the person you wish to become. Declare the outcomes you desire as if they are already unfolding. This is not about empty affirmations or wishful thinking. It is about aligning your inner speech with the creative force of imagination. Words carry vibration. They impress upon your subconscious mind. And your subconscious, once impressed, influences your actions, your emotions, your expectations, and ultimately, the world around you. Remember, too, that inner conversations extend beyond your personal goals. How you speak inwardly about others affects your relationships. If you silently judge, criticize, or resent someone, you reinforce negative patterns in that relationship. But if you bless them in your mind, speak well of them internally, imagine harmonious interactions, you invite transformation not just within yourself, but potentially within them as well. Your inner speech shapes not just your reality, but the roles others play in it. Think of life as a great stage. Your inner dialogue is the script. The world, people, events, circumstances, plays the parts you assign through your words. If you rewrite the script, the play must change. Some might wonder, "But what if I've had years of negative inner conversations? Is it too late to change?" The answer is no. Change begins the moment you decide. One positive, purposeful thought today carries more creative power than 1,000 careless words spoken yesterday. The law responds to what you are being now. Now is where your power lies. Start small. Choose a specific area of your life where you desire change. Begin crafting inner conversations around it. Speak within as the person who already possesses what you seek. Feel the reality of those words as if they are unfolding right now. Persist. even when outer evidence seems unchanged. Reality reshapes itself gradually but faithfully in response to sustained inner dialogue. Remember this truth. You are always talking to yourself. The question is, are you talking as the person who lacks or the person who has? Are you complaining about life or creating it? Your answer determines your future. In the next chapter, we will explore an even deeper layer of Neville's teachings. Why feeling is the secret ingredient that activates your imagination and inner speech to produce tangible results. If you are ready to move beyond words alone and harness the full creative power within you, let's continue. Chapter 3. Feeling is the secret to manifestation. Imagine for a moment that your thoughts are seeds. Inner conversations, like we discussed in the previous chapter, are the act of planting them. But planting seeds alone does not bring the harvest. The soil must be fertile, the climate must be right, and most importantly, the seed must take root. In Neville Goddard's teachings, feeling is the soil in which those seeds grow. Feeling is what gives life to imagination and inner speech. Without it, even the most beautiful mental pictures remain barren. Neville's famous phrase, "Feeling is the secret," is not just a catchy title. It's a profound truth about how reality takes shape. Your feelings, not fleeting emotions, but deep, consistent inner states, are what impress your subconscious mind. And your subconscious, like a faithful servant, brings into being whatever it is impressed with. Feeling is the bridge between your inner world and your outer experience. You can think all the positive thoughts you want. You can affirm success and abundance every day. But if deep down you feel anxious, doubtful, or undeserving, those feelings will override your words. The subconscious mind listens to feelings, not just words. It creates according to your dominant inner atmosphere. What you feel to be true becomes true for you. Consider how this plays out in everyday life. Imagine someone who desperately wants to be wealthy. They visualize money, they affirm prosperity, but inside, they feel lack. They worry about bills, they envy others' success, they carry the weight of scarcity in their chest. Their outer efforts contradict their inner state. As a result, life reflects the feeling of lack, not the desire for abundance. On the other hand, someone who lives in the feeling of abundance, who appreciates what they have, who feels prosperous regardless of the bank balance, who expects good things with calm confidence, will find their reality shifting to match. Opportunities arise. Money flows more easily. Relationships improve. Not because of luck, but because their inner feeling created an energetic blueprint that the world mirrored back. Neville teaches that when you assume the feeling of the wish fulfilled, you are creating reality in the unseen. You are living in the end, embodying the state of the version of you who already has what they desire. This assumption, carried with conviction, draws people, events, and circumstances to support its manifestation. It reorganizes reality around your feeling. Think of this not as magic, but as law. Like gravity, it operates whether you believe in it or not. Your feelings are like magnets, pulling experiences to match their frequency. Fear attracts what we fear. Joy attracts more reasons for joy. Doubt attracts situations that reinforce doubt. Faith attracts fulfillment. How then do you cultivate the right feeling? It begins with imagination, but it must go deeper. You must immerse yourself emotionally in the state you desire. Close your eyes and picture your goal achieved. But don't just see it, feel it. Feel the relief, the gratitude, the excitement. Hear the words of congratulations. Sense the environment. Let the feeling soak into your being until it feels natural. The more real it feels inside, the sooner it becomes real outside. Neville often used the example of sleep to illustrate this. Just before falling asleep, when your conscious mind is relaxed and the subconscious is most receptive, this is the ideal time to impress feelings of fulfillment. Replay scenes in your imagination where your wish is already a fact. Let the feeling of success, health, love, or abundance lull you into sleep. In this state, you are planting the seed in the fertile soil of your subconscious. Do not confuse this with forcing emotions. You don't need to conjure fake excitement or exaggerated joy. What matters is the naturalness of the feeling. It should feel ordinary, as though this new reality is simply who you are now. The moment your desire feels normal, not extraordinary, is the moment your subconscious accepts it. You might wonder, what if negative feelings arise? Doubt, fear, frustration? They are natural human experiences. The key is not to fight them, but to gently guide yourself back to the feeling of the wish fulfilled. When doubt whispers, answer it with certainty. It is already done. When fear speaks, reply, I am safe. I am provided for. Over time, your dominant feeling shifts, and with it, your reality. Another important aspect Neville highlights is the difference between wanting and having. Wanting carries a feeling of lack. Having carries a feeling of fulfillment. When you dwell in wanting, you perpetuate its state. You keep experiencing life as someone who lacks. When you dwell in having, you generate experiences that match that inner fulfillment. This is why feeling as if it's already yours is so crucial. Practice this daily. Pick small things to begin with. Imagine receiving a compliment, finding a parking space, feeling healthy and energetic. Feel these experiences as if they are happening now. Watch how life responds. As your confidence grows, apply the same method to larger desires. Your feelings are creative tools. They sculpt the invisible clay of consciousness into the visible forms of life. Master your feelings, and you master your destiny. In the next chapter, we will build on this foundation by exploring how living in the end, acting, thinking, and feeling as if your desire is already fulfilled, transforms your life from the inside out. If you're ready to step fully into your desired future, let's continue. Chapter 4, Living in the End. The State of the Wish Fulfilled. Imagine for a moment that everything you desire, the career, the relationship, the financial freedom, the health, already belongs to you. Picture yourself waking up in the morning knowing with absolute certainty that your dreams are no longer distant possibilities, but present realities. How would you feel? How would you walk? How would you speak, think, and interact with others? This is the essence of living in the end, one of the most transformative principles Neville Goddard ever taught. Living in the end means to live from the state where your wish is already fulfilled, rather than from the state of hoping it might happen someday. It is not about striving for a goal or working tirelessly to make it a reality. It is about accepting, emotionally and mentally, that it is already yours now. When you assume this position in your mind and feelings, you send a clear message to your subconscious. You impress upon it a blueprint that your outer world begins to mirror. This is not delusion or denial of reality. It is a conscious act of creation. While others may say, I will be successful someday, the awakened imagination says, I am successful now. While others pray to receive love, the awakened imagination feels loved now. This state of being transforms your thoughts, your words, your actions, and ultimately your circumstances. Think of a person who has already achieved what you desire. How do they behave? How do they carry themselves? They are not seeking. They are expressing what is already theirs. When you live in the end, you embody this energy. You do not ask if your desire will come. You know it is already done. This confidence does not arise from arrogance, but from alignment with the laws of consciousness. Neville explained that creation is finished. Every possible outcome already exists in the infinite possibilities of imagination. Your job is not to make it happen, but to select the outcome you desire and occupy its state of consciousness. When you live from that state, the unseen becomes seen. You shift your timeline. You align with the version of reality where your desire is fact, not fantasy. Consider this analogy. When you tune a radio to a certain frequency, you hear the station that is already broadcasting at that frequency. You don't create the music. You simply align with it. Similarly, living in the end tunes your consciousness to the frequency of your desired reality. Life responds by delivering what matches that inner state. But what does this look like in practice? It means letting go of thoughts and behaviors rooted in lack or striving. It means refusing to entertain doubts, complaints, or victimhood. Instead, it means carrying yourself with the quiet confidence of one who already possesses what they once sought. It means feeling gratitude now for the blessings you have already claimed in your imagination. For example, if you desire financial freedom, do not focus on debts or limitations. Instead, imagine how you would feel waking up knowing your finances are abundant. Visualize your daily life, the decisions you make, the ease you feel, the generosity you express. Live from that inner space, not toward it. Over time, this feeling crystallizes into reality. Living in the end also affects how you handle challenges. When difficulties arise, you do not react with panic or fear. You respond from the state of fulfillment, knowing that these are passing shadows, not permanent blocks. You hold firm to your assumption that your desire is already realized, and the outer world will reorganize to reflect that truth. This practice requires faith, not in external circumstances, but in your own inner power. It demands persistence, because old habits of thought may tempt you to revert to seeing yourself as lacking or waiting. But each time you return to the feeling of the wish fulfilled, you strengthen the bridge between imagination and reality. One helpful technique Neville recommended is mental rehearsal. Each night before sleep, replay scenes in your mind where your desire is already accomplished. Hear the congratulations. Feel the joy. See the evidence. Let this become your dominant inner experience. Over time, the subconscious accepts this new reality and externalizes it. Remember, you do not need to know how your desire will manifest. The how is not your responsibility. Your task is to occupy the state of fulfillment and trust that unseen forces are moving on your behalf. The world may surprise you with unexpected opportunities, connections, and events, but these are simply the outpicturing of the state you consistently hold within. Some may ask, isn't this pretending? The answer is no. Pretending implies you know something isn't true. Living in the end is assuming it is true now. It is faith in action. It is aligning your inner world so fully with your desired outcome that the outer world has no choice but to comply. Living in the end transforms your entire experience of life. Instead of chasing happiness, you become it. Instead of seeking love, you embody it. Instead of striving for success, you radiate it from within. And the world mirrors back what you are, not what you wish to be. As you master this principle, you will notice a profound shift. Life becomes less about effort and more about alignment. You move through the world with ease, knowing that your inner state is the source of your experience. You realize that reality bends not to force, but to the quiet authority of your imagination and feelings. In the next chapter, we will explore a remarkable tool Neville taught for reshaping, not just the present or the future, but even the past. The power of revision, changing the past to transform the future. If you are ready to learn how to reclaim your power over every moment of your life, let's continue. Chapter 5. Revision. Changing the past to change the future. What if you had the power to go back and change the past? Not just in your memory, but in a way that transforms your present and future? To many, this sounds impossible, something reserved for science fiction or fantasy. Yet, Neville Goddard taught that, through the power of imagination, you can revise the past, and by doing so, reshape your reality moving forward. This principle, known as revision, is one of Neville's most radical and liberating teachings. To understand how revision works, we must first recognize a fundamental truth. Reality is not fixed. What you experience outwardly is a reflection of the assumptions, beliefs, and emotional states you hold within. Your past, present, and future are all bound together by the thread of consciousness. If you change the feeling and belief associated with a past event, you alter its influence on your present and future circumstances. Neville taught that the subconscious mind does not distinguish between what actually happened and what is vividly imagined and felt as true. This means that by revising an unpleasant memory or event in your imagination, you plant a new seed in the subconscious. Over time, this new seed bears fruit, often in astonishing ways. Here's how revision works in practice. At the end of the day, reflect on any events that caused you pain, disappointment, or frustration. Instead of reliving them in their original, negative form, mentally recreate them as you wish they had happened. If someone spoke harshly to you, imagine them speaking kindly. If you failed at something, imagine succeeding. If you felt overlooked, imagine being acknowledged and appreciated. The key is not just to think differently, but to feel differently. Immerse yourself emotionally in the revised scene. Feel the relief, the joy, the satisfaction, as if it truly happened that way. This new emotional state is what impresses the subconscious and begins to alter your personal reality. Some may wonder, how can changing my imagination affect the physical world? Neville's answer is simple. Your reality is a projection of your inner state. When you revise an event and accept the new version as true, you shift your consciousness. This shift alters the chain of cause and effect moving forward. New outcomes, opportunities, and circumstances begin to unfold in alignment with your revised assumption. Consider this example. Imagine you had a difficult conversation at work that left you feeling undervalued. That night, as you prepare for sleep, you replay the conversation in your mind. But this time, you hear your colleague praising your contributions. You see yourself smiling, feeling respected and confident. You feel the warmth of recognition, the boost of encouragement. You let this scene settle in your heart as your truth. Over time, you might notice subtle changes. Your interactions with that person improve. You feel more confident and perform better. Perhaps you receive unexpected praise or opportunities. The outer world bends to match the new inner reality you have accepted through revision. Neville often spoke of time as being malleable. In the higher dimensions of consciousness, the past is not fixed. By changing how you perceive and feel about it now, you send ripples through time that alter its effects. The past only lives through your continued agreement with it. Change your agreement, and you change your experience. Revision is not limited to major life events. It can be used for small daily occurrences. A rude comment from a stranger. A missed opportunity. A moment of fear or anger. By consistently practicing revision, you cultivate the habit of reclaiming your power over your inner world. Instead of carrying forward the weight of negative experiences, you replace them with constructive, empowering alternatives. One powerful method Neville recommended is to make revision a nightly ritual. As you lay in bed, mentally scan your day. Wherever something occurred that did not align with your desires, rewrite it. See it unfold perfectly. Feel the satisfaction of that outcome. Drift into sleep with this new story impressed upon your mind. Sleep is the gateway through which your subconscious is most easily reached. What you plant there before rest takes deeper root. Over time, this practice not only transforms isolated events, but reshapes your overall self-concept. You begin to see yourself as someone who is favored, capable, loved, and successful. Life responds accordingly because your subconscious creates based on what it believes to be true. It's important to note that revision is not about denying reality or pretending that painful things never happened. It's about understanding that your power lies in how you interpret and carry those events within you. You cannot control the past's external facts, but you can control their inner meaning and emotional charge. And it is that inner reality that shapes your future. Those who master revision often report remarkable shifts, healed relationships, unexpected opportunities, financial improvements, even physical healing. Why? Because reality is not separate from consciousness. It is its reflection. Change consciousness and reality changes. Revision is the ultimate tool for freeing yourself from the tyranny of past mistakes, regrets, and hurts. It allows you to live lightly, to move forward without the chains of old wounds dragging you down. It affirms your role as the creator of your experience, not the victim of circumstance. In the next chapter, we will explore how faith in action, the steadfast conviction in the unseen, bridges the gap between your inner assumptions and your outer reality. If you are ready to understand how unwavering belief shapes your world, let's continue. Chapter 6, Faith in Action. The Invisible Becoming Visible. Faith is a word often misunderstood. For many, it brings to mind blind belief in something unseen, something distant, something beyond personal influence. But in Neville Goddard's teachings, faith is not passive acceptance or religious ritual. It is active, creative, and deeply practical. Faith is the bridge between the unseen and the seen. It is the force that transforms your inner assumptions into outer reality. Without it, imagination remains a mere fantasy. With it, the invisible becomes visible. Neville often reminded his listeners of a profound truth. Faith is loyalty to the unseen reality. This means staying mentally and emotionally committed to the end result you desire, even when your senses seem to contradict it. Faith is holding on to your inner vision when nothing around you yet reflects it. It is knowing that your assumption, once accepted by the subconscious, will manifest, even if the how is not yet apparent. Faith is not merely wishing. Wishing implies doubt, a sense that something might not happen. True faith feels certain, stable, and immovable. It rests in the conviction that what you have imagined and felt as real already exists in the unseen realm and will reveal itself in time. This unwavering inner knowing is what sets manifestation in motion. Consider how this works in practical terms. Imagine you desire a new job. You visualized it, felt the joy of receiving the offer, seen yourself succeeding in this new role. But weeks pass and nothing changes. Doubt begins to creep in. You start questioning your abilities, your worthiness, even the validity of these teachings. This is where faith must step forward. Faith says, "Though my outer world shows no sign, my inner world has already claimed it. The job exists. It is mine. Reality is simply catching up." Faith holds firm in the unseen until it becomes the seen. It does not waver with circumstances because it understands circumstances are only reflections of past states. New assumptions take time to materialize, but they always do. Neville compared this process to planting a seed. When you plant a seed in the ground, you do not dig it up the next day to check if it's growing. You water it, you trust the process, and you act in alignment with the expectation of its eventual harvest. Faith works the same way. Once you've assumed your desire as fulfilled, you nurture that state with consistent thought and feeling. You live as if the seed is already growing beneath the surface, even if you cannot yet see the sprout. Faith transforms how you interact with the world. Instead of reacting to appearances, you respond from your inner knowing. Challenges no longer shake you because you understand they are temporary echoes of old beliefs. You become more patient, more peaceful, more confident. You stop chasing results and start embodying the version of yourself who already possesses them. This is not about ignoring reality, but about understanding the deeper layers beneath it. Physical reality is slow to change because it is shaped by sustained states of consciousness. Faith sustains the new state long enough for it to take form. Without faith, people fall back into old patterns, old doubts, and thus recreate the same circumstances. With faith, they persist until reality bends to match the new assumption. Neville also emphasized that faith is expressed through action, not frantic effort, but inspired action aligned with your inner conviction. If you believe you are successful, you act as a successful person would with confidence, with clarity, with decisiveness. You do not sit passively waiting for change. You move forward as if your success is assured. Life meets you at the level of your assumption. This is where many struggle. They look for outer proof before allowing themselves to feel the inner certainty. But Neville teaches the reverse. Inner certainty produces outer proof. Faith leads. Evidence follows. Faith also transforms how you speak. Your words reflect your inner conviction. Someone filled with faith speaks words of assurance, of gratitude, of confidence. They do not complain, doubt, or criticize themselves. They affirm the reality they have claimed inwardly, knowing their words shape their world. One powerful practice to strengthen faith is gratitude. Gratitude implies possession. When you are grateful for something, you acknowledge you have it. Even if your senses say otherwise, expressing gratitude for your fulfilled desire anchors you in the state of having. It reinforces your faith and accelerates manifestation. Another practice is persistence in mental imagery. Continue to see, feel, and live in the end result, even when nothing seems to change. This mental persistence is an act of faith. Over time, it rewires your subconscious and reshapes your reality. Faith also requires patience, not passive waiting, but active trust. Some manifestations are swift, others unfold gradually. The timing is not yours to control, but the assumption is. Your job is to hold the state steady until reality conforms. Neville's teachings remind us that we are not separate from the creative power that forms our world. We are one with it, expressing it through imagination, feeling, and faith. When we align these faculties, we become deliberate creators. Faith is the glue that binds imagination and feeling to form. In the next chapter, we will explore this truth even deeper, how the power within you, not external forces, determines your destiny. You are the operant power. If you are ready to embrace this truth and claim full responsibility for your life, let's continue. Chapter 7, The Power Within You Are the Operant Power. There comes a point in every seeker's journey when they must confront a simple but transformative truth. No one is coming to save you. Not luck, not fate, not some outside authority. Neville Goddard's teachings make this perfectly clear. You are the operant power. This means the creative force that shapes your life is not outside of you. It lives within your own imagination, feelings, and assumptions. To operate this power consciously is to take full responsibility for your inner world. It is to acknowledge that your thoughts, your emotions, and the stories you tell yourself are crafting your experience moment by moment. Most people give away this power. They blame circumstances, other people, or random chance for their condition. But those who awaken understand reality is following the lead of their inner state. If you want to change your world, you must first change yourself. Being the operant power means you no longer wait for permission. You do not seek validation or signs to begin living as the person you desire to be. You choose. You decide. You assume. You imagine. You feel. And you persist. The world molds itself to reflect your choice. This is the law of consciousness. It works impersonally just as gravity does. Whether you understand it or not, whether you use it wisely or carelessly, it is always in operation. Look around your life right now. Every condition you experience, your relationships, your finances, your health, your opportunities, is a reflection of previous assumptions and inner conversations. This is not cause for blame, but for empowerment. If you created your current reality through unconscious use of this power, you can create a new reality through conscious use. Neville emphasized that there is no power outside of consciousness. This means governments, economies, other people, even so-called luck. None of these determine your outcomes unless you assume they do. What you accept as true within becomes the law for your world. If you believe in struggle, you will encounter struggle. If you believe in ease and abundance, your life will mirror that ease. The choice is always yours. This teaching removes the need for superstition, external rituals, or reliance on others. You need nothing but your own mind, heart, and awareness. Everything begins within. Your inner conversations, your self-talk, your feelings of worthiness or lack, your expectations, these are the tools of creation. They are always shaping your future. Many people resist this truth because it demands personal responsibility. It's easier in some ways to believe that life is random or that others hold the keys to your success, but this mindset leaves you powerless, reactive, and trapped. To claim your power is to reclaim authorship of your story. You move from victim to creator, from passive observer to active participant in the shaping of your destiny. Neville taught that imagination, when fused with feeling, is the key to this creative power. Imagination sets the blueprint. Feeling energizes it. Assumption sustains it. Action expresses it. Together, these faculties bring the unseen into form. You don't wait for signs to tell you your desire is on the way. You assume it's already yours, and you act from that knowing. This does not mean forcing the world to bend through willpower. It means aligning your inner world so clearly and confidently with your desired state that reality cannot help but reflect it. Life always mirrors your inner convictions, not your outer efforts alone. Being the operant power also transforms how you face challenges. When difficulties arise, you no longer crumble or seek rescue. You recognize them as echoes of old beliefs, fading remnants of a former state. You hold steady in your new assumption, knowing reality will catch up. This inner steadiness, this refusal to be swayed by appearances, is the mark of mastery. Consider the stories of those who have risen from poverty to wealth, from obscurity to fame, from illness to health. Behind every outward success lies an inner shift, a moment when they chose to believe in a reality unseen by others. They persisted in that belief, felt it as true, lived from its end, and the world conformed. This is not magic. This is law. You have this same power. It is not reserved for the gifted or the fortunate. It is your birthright as a conscious being. The question is not whether the power works. It always works. The question is, are you using it deliberately or carelessly? Are you assuming lack or abundance? Health or sickness, success or failure? Whatever you assume, with feeling, becomes your experience. Neville's teachings challenge you to rise above circumstances and see yourself as the creator of your reality. No one else can do this for you. You are the operant power. Your thoughts, your feelings, your assumptions shape your world. When you fully accept this, you step into a life of freedom, responsibility, and limitless potential. In the next chapter, we will explore how this awakened imagination can be applied not just to lofty goals, but to the everyday moments of life, creating a reality of peace, joy, and fulfillment through conscious living. If you are ready to see how to weave this power into your daily experience, let's continue. Chapter 8, Awakened Imagination in Daily Life. When people think of imagination, they often limit it to big dreams, wealth, love, success, fame. But Neville Goddard's greatest lesson was this: awakened imagination is not reserved for extraordinary achievements alone. It is meant to be woven into the fabric of daily life. Every moment, Every small detail of your experience is shaped by how you think, feel, and imagine. To live with awakened imagination is to live consciously, deliberately, and joyfully. It means understanding that nothing in your life is trivial. The way you experience a conversation, a walk, a meal, even the time spent waiting in traffic, all stems from the state you occupy within. You bring imagination into these moments, not through fantasy, but through presence by choosing your inner state deliberately, again and again. Neville taught that your world is yourself pushed out. Every encounter, every experience, every result is a reflection of your assumptions and beliefs. This awareness empowers you to use your imagination not just for future desires, but for present harmony. If you imagine peace, you bring peace into your relationships. If you imagine ease, your tasks become lighter. If you imagine gratitude, even ordinary moments become extraordinary. How do you apply this practically? Begin by watching your reactions. The way you react to daily life reveals your dominant assumptions. Are you quick to frustration, fear, or impatience? Or do you meet challenges with calm, faith, and confidence? Your reactions show the state you are living from. Change the state, and your reactions and results will change. For example, imagine you are in a long line at the store. The old self might feel irritated, rushed, or victimized by circumstance. The awakened imagination sees an opportunity. I am calm. I have time. Life moves at my pace. This inner shift creates a ripple effect. You feel better. Perhaps the line moves faster. Perhaps someone smiles at you. Reality mirrors your inner world. In relationships, awakened imagination transforms how you see others. Instead of judging, criticizing, or resenting, you bless them in your mind. You imagine harmony, kindness, understanding. Over time, these inner pictures shape your outer interactions. People respond differently because you have assumed a new state. They are actors playing the roles your imagination assigns. At work, instead of seeing tasks as burdens, you imagine yourself succeeding with ease. You picture solutions coming quickly, cooperation flowing naturally. This state not only changes how you feel, but how you perform. Results follow inner assumptions, not effort alone. Your health, too, responds to imagination. Neville spoke of imagining wellness, vitality, and strength. Seeing yourself as whole and vibrant impresses this image upon the subconscious. Your body follows the mind's lead. Even small aches and pains can dissolve when met with the feeling of already being well. Money, opportunities, and success are no different. Awakened imagination sees abundance where others see lack. It assumes provision, support, and flow, even when circumstances suggest otherwise. It trusts in unseen resources aligning to fulfill the inner state. Living this way requires consistency. It is not a one-time visualization, but a lifestyle, a habit of choosing your inner state over and over, regardless of appearances. It is recognizing that every moment holds creative power. You no longer live on autopilot. You live deliberately, knowing that consciousness precedes form. Neville often suggested simple daily practices to cultivate this awareness. Morning and evening, reflect on the state you wish to occupy. See yourself already living as the person you desire to be. During the day, catch yourself in moments of unconscious reaction and gently shift back to your chosen state. Before sleep, revise any parts of the day that did not align with your ideal, imagining them as you would have preferred. Gratitude is another powerful tool. It anchors you in the feeling of having. Gratitude for the smallest things, a smile, a meal, a moment of quiet, reinforces the state of abundance and fulfillment. The more you appreciate, the more life offers to appreciate. Awakened imagination also brings joy to simplicity. A cup of tea becomes a ritual of presence. A walk becomes communion with nature. conversations become opportunities to uplift. Life, once rushed and overlooked, becomes rich, meaningful, and beautiful. Not because the world has changed, but because your inner world has. This way of living does not require withdrawal from society or grand gestures. It requires only awareness, intention, and faith in the unseen. You realize that you are never separate from the creative power. Every thought is a brushstroke painting the canvas of your experience. Over time, as you live this way, others may notice something different about you. A calmness, a confidence, a lightness of being. They may say you are lucky, that things seem to go your way. But you will know the truth. You are simply living as the operant power, directing imagination with purpose and joy. In the next chapter, we will bring these lessons together and explore how to embody a lifetime of awakened imagination, moving beyond temporary techniques into permanent transformation. If you are ready to make this way of being your natural state, let's continue. Chapter 9. A Life of Awakened Imagination. Becoming the Master of Your Reality. What if this power you have discovered, the power of imagination, inner speech, feeling, and faith, was not something you practiced occasionally, but something you embodied fully, every moment of your life? What if you didn't need reminders, techniques, or constant motivation, because living from imagination became your natural state? This is the ultimate goal of Neville Goddard's teachings: to live a life where you are the conscious master of your reality, not just a temporary practitioner of techniques. A life of awakened imagination means you move beyond deliberate exercises and into a continuous awareness of who you are, a creative being shaping reality from within. You no longer need to ask, "How do I manifest this?" because you know that manifestation is simply the natural outcome of the state you occupy. Your focus shifts from external results to internal mastery. You live not for appearances, but from the truth within. To live this way requires that you fully accept one core truth. You are already creating your reality all the time. The question is not whether you are using imagination, but whether you are using it consciously or unconsciously. A person living by default lets the world dictate their state, reacting to news, people, circumstances, with no awareness of the creative power within. A person living with awakened imagination recognizes that every reaction is a choice, every assumption a seed, every inner word a decree shaping tomorrow's experience. Mastery begins with this awareness and deepens through persistence. As you observe your inner world daily, your thoughts, your assumptions, your reactions, you develop clarity. You no longer allow doubt, fear, or negativity to run unchecked. Instead, you redirect yourself again and again to the state of the wish fulfilled, the state of peace, abundance, love, and confidence. Over time, this becomes effortless. You feel when you are off course and correct yourself with ease. Living this way also requires releasing attachment to the how. You do not concern yourself with how your desire will unfold. You trust the law. You know that once assumed and felt as true, your desire must manifest not by force or manipulation, but through the natural reorganization of reality around your sustained state. You become patient, trusting, and calm. Your faith is no longer shaken by temporary appearances, because you understand appearances are the shadows of old beliefs, not the substance of your present state. You also become more discerning. You guard your inner conversations carefully. You no longer entertain gossip, complaint, or negativity, not out of fear, but out of understanding that these inner dialogues shape your world. You speak life, hope, and love within, knowing these words are seeds for your tomorrow. As you master this, you inspire others without trying. Your calm, your confidence, your quiet joy become evident. People are drawn to your energy. They may ask your secret, and you will know. It is not a secret, but a natural law anyone can use. A life of awakened imagination also brings freedom. You are no longer a prisoner of circumstances. You do not wait for opportunities or relationships or recognition to feel fulfilled. You generate these feelings from within, and reality responds. You live from cause, not effect. You choose your state, and the world follows. This freedom extends beyond material desires. You find joy in simplicity, beauty in the present, peace in solitude. You realize that your true power is not in what you achieve outwardly, but in how you master your inner world. From this mastery, all good things flow effortlessly. This way of living does not mean you never face challenges. It means you meet them differently. You understand they are opportunities to deepen your practice, to reaffirm your power, to revise old assumptions, and step more fully into your chosen state. Challenges become stepping stones, not obstacles. Over time, you create a life of harmony, abundance, love, and fulfillment, not because you forced the world to comply, but because you aligned yourself with these states within. Your imagination becomes not a tool you use, but the atmosphere in which you live. It becomes your home. Neville's teachings remind us, you are already that which you seek. The version of you living your ideal life already exists within imagination. Your task is to assume that state and live from it until it hardens into fact. Reality is plastic to your assumptions. You are the operant power. A life of awakened imagination is not about escaping reality, but about realizing you are its source. You are not separate from the creative power that forms your world. You are its expression. Every day, every moment, you are creating through thought, feeling, and assumption. As you continue this journey, remember, there is no destination, only deepening mastery. You evolve, expand, and refine. You become more loving, more peaceful, more creative. You live in harmony with the law, in alignment with your highest self. In the final chapter, we will reflect on how to carry these principles forward, maintaining momentum, and living a lifetime of conscious creation, free from doubt, full of joy, and rich with fulfillment. If you are ready to embrace the fullness of this journey, let's conclude together. Chapter 10, the final chapter. Living as the creator of your life. As we arrive at the final chapter, one truth should now be clear. You are the creator of your life. Not by luck, not by accident, not by permission from others, but through your own imagination, assumptions, feelings, and inner conversations. This is not a theory. This is not wishful thinking. This is law. Your world is yourself pushed out. What you consistently hold within you must, by law, be reflected without. Living as the creator of your life is not about temporary bursts of positivity or occasional visualization. It is about a permanent shift in identity. You no longer see yourself as a person trying to manifest something. You live as the person who already possesses the life you desire. You understand that states of consciousness create reality, and your role is to occupy the state that aligns with your desires. Neville Goddard's teachings bring us back to the simplicity of truth. The world is a mirror, and your consciousness is the light that casts the reflection. If you want to change the reflection, you must first change the light. You do not blame the mirror. You adjust your own inner radiance. Living this truth daily means you wake up not asking, "What will happen to me today?" but declaring, "I will choose my state today." Will you choose peace or worry? Will you choose abundance or lack? Will you choose confidence or doubt? These choices shape your experiences more than any external factor. Your journey now becomes one of refinement. You refine your self-concept, recognizing that you are not a victim of circumstance, but the author of it. You refine your inner conversations, ensuring they reflect your desired reality, not your fears. You refine your assumptions until living from the wish fulfilled become second nature. You refine your imagination, using it to bless yourself and others, to create beauty, to expand love. No longer do you seek signs or wonder if your desires will manifest. You know they will because you have assumed the state where they already exist. You understand that faith is not waiting, but knowing. It is loyalty to your unseen reality, unwavering in the face of appearances. When doubts arise, you no longer panic. You recognize them as old echoes, fading impressions of previous assumptions. You return to your chosen state with calm authority. You remind yourself, I am the operant power. My inner world leads. My outer world follows. This understanding also brings compassion. You see others not as threats or obstacles, but as reflections of their own assumptions. You bless them in your mind. You wish them well. You understand that helping others awaken their imagination uplifts the whole of humanity. You become a quiet force for good, transforming not only your life but the world around you. Your goals expand. No longer driven by desperation or lack, you create from fullness, from joy, from the thrill of expressing your creative power. You set intentions not because you need them to feel whole, but because creation is your nature. You delight in shaping reality as an artist delights in shaping clay. Living as the creator also means living in harmony with life itself. You trust the process. You know that unseen forces are always at work, bringing your assumptions into form. You stop fighting the current. You flow with confidence, knowing the river leads to fulfillment. You meet delays with patience, knowing they serve your unfolding. You meet success with gratitude, knowing it reflects your inner work. And perhaps most importantly, you embrace the simplicity of this truth. Imagination creates reality. There is no need for struggle, no need for elaborate rituals, no need for approval. All you need is within you. Your imagination is the creative force. Your assumptions are the blueprint. Your feelings are the fuel. Your persistence is the path. In this way, your life becomes art. Each day is a canvas, each thought a brushstroke, each feeling a color. And over time, you create a masterpiece that reflects the beauty, abundance, and love you chose to embody. So, as we conclude this journey through the wisdom of awakened imagination, remember this. You are more powerful than you have been led to believe. You are not here to suffer or to struggle, but to create, to express, to expand. Your imagination is the bridge between the unseen and the seen, the eternal and the temporary, the possible and the real. Step forward now, not as a seeker, but as a creator. Live from the wish fulfilled. Speak words of life. Hold assumptions of good. Feel as if your desires are already yours. Trust the process. And watch as reality bends to reflect the truth of who you have become. The book closes, but your journey continues. You hold the pen. Write well. Imagine boldly. Live beautifully. You are the operant power. Your life is your creation. Make it worthy of your imagination.